Welcome to another edition of the LT Hoops Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Luke Stuckey. And our next several podcasts are something I'm really excited about. We're going to sit down and interview our returning and our newcomers to the Statesman basketball program. Our first week, our two guests are Quentin Jones from Columbus, Ohio, and Justin Williams from Indianapolis. We hope you enjoy. Today's podcast is brought to you by Bradford Supply Company, serving professional contractors for over 50 years in the oil, water well, industrial, plumbing, excavating, and on-site wastewater industries. With a corporate office in Robinson, Illinois, and multiple branch locations in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, and Wyoming, Bradford Supply Company has the locations, inventory, and people to provide professional service. You can find them at www.bradfordsupplycompany.com. Consult with experience. Also by Tri-State Machine. Tri-State Machine in Robinson, Illinois, providing fabrications, machining, welding, and OMAX water jet cutting of a wide range of materials and thicknesses, from metals and composites to glass, plastic, and wood. Consult with professional experience. Contact Tri-State Machine in Robinson, Illinois at 618-544-8255 or see them at www.tristatemachine.net. And by TJ Tingley State Farm in Robinson, Rosati's of Robinson. I'm Hungry Food Delivery with three ways to order. Call 866-5-HUNGRY or online at orderimhungry.com or download the app. Also by K&K Farms of Oblong and Rich Accounting in Robinson. Welcome to the LT Hoops Podcast. This is Head Coach Luke Stuckey, and really been looking forward to our podcast today. We're going to start a string of these podcasts. We're going to sit down and interview a couple of our players at a time. So with me today, I have Quentin Jones and Justin Williams. Quentin is a 6'8" transfer from Tiffin University, and Justin is a sophomore returner last year. Justin averaged about 9 points a game and really came on the second half of the year. So how you guys doing today?
Good.
I'm pretty good.
So got a long list of questions here for you, but before we get into all that, I'm curious to find out, you know, what led you guys to start playing basketball? Quentin, I'll start with you. How old were you, and like, what are your first memories of basketball?
Okay, so growing up, my mom always put us in sports, all my brothers and sisters. So growing up, I always played basketball, football. I played soccer, baseball. But it wasn't till I'll say 7th or 8th grade where I got like really serious about basketball, because my mom asked that I want to play AAU. And I just always thought I wasn't good enough, so I told her, no, I don't want to play AAU. I was scared. And then it was 8th grade I played, and that's when I got real serious about basketball. So it was around that time, 8th grade, high school, where I got real serious about basketball.
Yeah, and for a guy like you, you know, you're a pretty big guy. You're 6'8", 6'9". Sometimes a sport can choose you. So was it more you loved basketball, or did your height and how you grew in high school, did basketball just kind of end up choosing you?
It was a mixture of both, because they wanted me to play football in high school too. And my dad did not want me to play football, but I always had a strong love for basketball. So that's what led me to quit football and continue with basketball.
Okay. And Justin, what about you? When did you start playing? When did your love for the game start?
I started playing around 3. My dad's a huge Michael Jordan fan, and really ever since I was born, he always put a basketball in my hand. And I've always played it. I fell in love with it at a young age, and I just played since then.
Did you play any other sports growing up then, or was basketball pretty much your only sport you played?
I played everything. I played football, soccer. I played baseball. I was really good at baseball, but I fell out of love with baseball, and I kept pursuing basketball.
Okay. Well, kind of going with that, Justin, I'll start with you on this question. Who were some of your role models growing up? Like, who did you watch on TV, and then maybe some coaches you've had along the way that you've learned a lot from? Who are your role models?
Damian Lillard has been my biggest role model. I love how he plays. I try to model my game after him. I also, young LeBron, I'm not a LeBron fan, but I like LeBron when he first came into the NBA. And then Michael Jordan, too.
And you're pretty young to be to know anything about Michael Jordan. When did you see him play?
I actually went to a Wizards game when I was, I don't even know how old I was. I think I might have been 3. I went to a Wizards game when he played the Pacers, and I had pictures and everything, and I was like, that was really fun for me.
Yeah, that's how I know I'm getting old now. When the guys I coach, they really don't know and understand Michael Jordan and how great he was, because you guys were really, really little when he was in his prime. And, man, that's just – I was so lucky. I grew up in the Chicago area during the heydays of Michael Jordan. So, yeah, what is it about Damian Lillard then that you really like when you watch him play?
I just like his style, the style of his play. He can shoot. He can attack, get to the bucket. He can get his teammates involved. And he's just a good leader.
Yeah, and I've had – been fortunate enough, I've coached against Damian Lillard, and one thing he's great at, I know, and one thing you're really good at, is he can shoot the ball in pick and roll situations. If he has the ball in his hand and you go under a screen, it's going in, and I definitely see that with your game as well. So Quinn, what about you? Who have been your role models, and who have you looked up to in the game of basketball?
LeBron James, hands down.
Is that just because you're from Ohio, or what do you like about LeBron? There's a lot to like, but
it's a lot to like. So, you know, growing up, I didn't grow up watching Jordan. I didn't grow up with Barkley or Shaq, nobody. I grew up watching LeBron James. So ever since I was little, ever since I can remember, it's always been about LeBron James. So just everything about him as a person, like on and off the court, I just like everything and his backstory. I can relate to it in some ways, just from where he came from, his situations that he was in, and him actually overcoming the situations he was in. I just like LeBron as a man. Just besides basketball, I just like LeBron.
So we know who your favorite players are now then, but a different question that I always like to ask guys when I recruit them, and I probably asked both you guys this before, but your favorite players are one thing, but when you watch yourself play or you watch other people play, who do you play like? Who would you compare your game to? Is there anybody? Because if you can't think of anybody, I have guys that I see in you. So
I remember growing up, I always liked watching Melo. I just like, especially young Melo. Young Melo is, because you got to think about how tall is he. He's
6'9", 6'8".
You know, he's 6'8", 6'9". He can do everything. So just watching him and watching LeBron, see these big dudes doing everything, it's just like, I wanna do that. I want to be able to do everything at my size. So I always just liked watching those guys.
Okay, and I'll give you another name. When I see you play, I think Maurice Spates. So you probably don't even know who that is, but good, very good player in the NBA for a while. Jay Will, what about you? Who do you think you play like in the NBA?
Man, that's hard. I would say James Harden.
You're a little compact version of James Harden. Yeah. I had somebody the other day tell me that they saw you play and they think you play a lot like him. So left-handed and good with the ball in your hands. So, yeah, I can see that a little bit. Next question I have for you, Quentin, I'll start with you on this one, is tell all the fans out there that are going to come see you this year, what was your career like in high school? You know, how did it start from your freshman year all the way to that last game? Give us the details of your high school career, where you played, you know, and what each year was like for you developing.
Okay, so I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I went to Northland High School. And like I said before, I didn't get serious about basketball until like my 7th, 8th grade year and somewhat my freshman year. So that meant that the dedication it takes to play basketball, the training, the just everything that goes into it. That's right when I started to get serious, is when I was going into high school. So my freshman year, I played freshman ball.
JVB. How big were you when you were a freshman? It
was probably like 6'2".
It's about 6'2", so you did a lot of growing in high school.
I did a lot of growing. So I was 6'2", real skinny, clumsy, couldn't dunk.
When was your first dunk? When did you – first time you just dunked, not in a game, but just dunked, had the ability to?
It was the summer of going into my sophomore year.
Okay.
So
when was your first dunk in a game?
First dunk in a game was – it was AAU, and it's my sophomore year.
Sophomore year, okay.
But, yeah, so I played JVB. I was not good at all. It was just a lot of development had to come. And then I ended up playing football going into my sophomore year. So that came with weight room. It just – it brought a different type of game to my basketball game. So I went from JVB, and my sophomore year of high school, I played varsity. It was a complete transformation for me. I felt more comfortable on the court. I had a different mentality. So, and it was funny because football kind of runs into basketball. So it was basketball tryouts, but I had came in from football. And they're like, put your shoes on. Come on. I just came from football practice. But what made him put me on varsity was he saw me dunk. That was like my first couple times dunking. So I dunked. And
this was your junior year?
This is my sophomore year.
Sophomore year, okay.
Sophomore year. I was dunking. He had me run with the varsity guys. And he told me after, he was like, man, I can see you playing varsity. And I saw my name on the list. And that was that. But just throughout my whole high school years, it was a lot of developing. It was a lot of getting to know myself as a player, what I'm good at, what I'm not good at, what I have to work on. And so just realizing that, it just helped me grow. And we had a guy, Seth Towns, that plays at Harvard now, one of the best players I ever played with. Just being behind him and watching him, he's 6'8", wing. So just being behind him and watching him play, it just opened my eyes to a different part.
Yeah, and I think that is a great point, and I think that's crucial for a young player. It's one thing to have a great coach, but when you have a guy in front of you, maybe even a year or two ahead of you in class, it's great for a young player to get to watch a peer and play with a guy and kind of start to model and mold your game after. You see it in the professional ranks all the time, but when it starts at a young age like that, I think that's crucial to development. How did your senior year go then, Quentin? What did you guys accomplish? What was your senior year like?
Senior year, we were always good in the city. So I think our only city game loss was in the city championship. We ended up losing to South High School. That was real bad for us. But besides that, I think we made it to like the second or third round of the playoffs. We ended up getting knocked out by Upper Arlington. That was a real bad loss. But I feel like the senior year, it could have been better, but it went well for me. And just growing and developing as a player every game, every day.
So if you had to pick one memory, just one single memory from your whole high school basketball career, what stands out in your mind? It could be a play, a one signature win, anything.
It was we went to Myrtle Beach for a classic. That was my sophomore year. We went to Myrtle Beach, and that exposed me to another world of basketball also, because I was just around so many great players, and seeing them play and playing against them, and just that opened my eyes to, okay, I got some more work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Well, moving on to Justin, to you, Justin, the same question. And I think you have a great story. It's an interesting story. You come from a very good program at Pike. You guys have a lot of NBA players that have came out of there in just the last few years. But I love your story. Tell us about your high school career.
Okay. So my freshman year, I was on the B team. I barely played. I was behind a lot of guys. And going into Christmas break, a lot of guys didn't make grades, so they got kicked off. And then I really had, the coach had no choice but to really kind of play me. So I played. I started performing well. Towards the end of the freshman year, I moved up to JV and played, in, I think, two games. Didn't play that much, but I still played. And that was really it for freshman year, but I overcame a lot the whole year. I sat out, didn't play at all, played B quarters, and I tried to keep getting better every day so I could move on. So my sophomore year, I was really the main guy on that team. I scored the ball a lot. I've always been good at scoring the ball. Sophomore year was cool. It wasn't how I wanted it to be. My grades towards the end of the year got bad. So I was supposed to play varsity in one of the tournament games, but my grades were bad, so they wouldn't let me play. My junior year, I really felt like I was going to be on varsity. Open gyms, I was playing good. I really felt like I was competing with everybody, all the top guards in front of me. I felt like I was competing, and then come tryouts, I got put on JV again as a junior. And that really just put a chip on my shoulder, and I really felt like I could have been on varsity off jump, and I didn't. So I came out, I had 31 my first game, then the second game I had 25, and I was still playing varsity games the same nights as the JV games. They limited my quarters in the JV games so I could play in varsity games if I was needed.
Yeah, it's a great story for a guy that's now going to hopefully be one of the better players, better guards, and one of the top JUCO conferences in the country. You played JV as a junior, and that could be, for a lot of guys, a deterrent or even something that would maybe make guys give the game up. But I love how, you didn't let it discourage you too much. You just worked harder. And then tell us about your senior year then.
My senior year is probably my best and most fun year. I was coming in the senior year, I wasn't even one of the main guys on the team still. As I moved up my junior year and played varsity, and I contributed a lot. We won big games against eventually the state champion. We were the only team that beat them. And then coming in the senior year, I still wasn't getting any recognition, and I felt overlooked. But I became the number one option. I scored the ball a lot. I led my team to our third county championship. We beat North Central, and they were ranked number one. They were undefeated before we beat them, and they had a lot of great players, and we beat them in that county championship.
So, what's one memory, your best high school memory you have? Just a single memory. Could be one game, one big win, one play. When you think back of your time at Pike, what's the one thing that stands out to you?
My senior year, winning the county championship. Because we weren't supposed to win. We weren't even supposed to make it that far into the tournament. Everybody thought we were losing the first round, and we beat the team that was undefeated. And I think they were ranked in the country at that time. And we beat them, and it was just fun. It was a fun experience.
Yeah. So you guys both come from very good high school programs, good cities for basketball. Tell us about some of the best players you've played against growing up. Q, what about you first?
We played Corey Sanders. He went to Rutgers. I think he just signed a deal with the Rockets. I'm not sure. We played Jaleek Felton, Luke May, and most of them are in the Myrtle Beach Classic that I talked about earlier. We played so many people.
Maybe give us the one best player in Columbus that you can think back to and be like, man, that guy was a really tough matchup for me.
Couple. Okay, so we're going back to Columbus. I just give you a couple. The big man from Ohio State, Caleb Wesson.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Just saw him work out this summer. He's a big guy.
Yeah. Sterling Manley, he went to Pick Central. He's at North Carolina. Really good. Jeremiah Francis, he just signed to North Carolina. Really good guard. And then Dane Goodwin. So, I respect him a lot. But Dane Goodwin is somebody that we played Upper Arlington my sophomore, junior, and senior year. And we lost to them every time but once. We beat them one time my senior year, it was a little exhibition game, but we lost to them later in the tournament. They ended up beating us. So I have a lot of respect for those guys. They're real good competitors.
Justin, what about you? Who were some of the best players you played against in high school at Pike?
We played against Kyle Guy. He's at Virginia. Chris Wilkes at UCLA. CJ Walker transferred from Florida State. Now he's at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. It's so many guys.
Give me the one toughest guard. The guy for you that was toughest to cover.
CJ Walker.
Yeah. Again, another guy I saw work out this summer. Good player. Yep. So, you guys are obviously members of the LT basketball team now. Justin, I'll start with you on this one. What led you to choose Lincoln Trail after your senior year then?
Honestly, it was my only offer. Besides, I had some D3 schools, but this was my only offer coming out of high school.
Yeah, so it made the choice pretty simple. And I remember, you know, we were on the fence about you. We'd seen you play a few times in high school, and we liked you, but, you know, it was hard to pull the trigger. And what kind of sealed the deal was when we got to know you a little better and had you around in our gym for our All-Star game here. You know, we could tell you were a guy that, you know, we wanted as part of our team. So, yeah, and again, I think your story is great. You go from not zero offers to, you know, hopefully a chance this year to be, like we said before, one of the better guards in the region. And hopefully you're going to have a lot of offers and a lot of opportunities at the end of this year. How have you used that chip on your shoulder from being under-recruited to drive you in your time here so far?
It just always wanted me to get in the gym and work harder. And I feel like I could do it, but nothing was given to me. So everything I have now, I have to work for it. And it just really is mind over matter. I feel like I can do anything. You know.
Yeah, Quentin, your story is a little bit different. So you were at a Division II school last year at Tiffin University. They had a coaching change. You chose not to stay there. What led you to Lincoln Trail then in your recruiting process this offseason?
What led me to Lincoln Trail was I was looking for a school that focused a lot on developing players. So it was a few schools that I was looking at, but it just seemed like their main focus was, yeah, we can win, we can do this. And it really didn't, the focus wasn't really on player developing. And like I said, all my life I've just been constantly just growing, developing as a player and as a person. So I feel like, why stop? Why can't I just continue to develop? And this was by far the best choice, in my opinion, to where it's somewhere that I can develop.
Okay. So one more question for you guys. And Q, I'll start with you. You guys have one more year left here at Lincoln Trail. Q, this is your first year, but it's going to be your only year. What are your goals for this year? What do you want to accomplish in your one year here at the Trail?
I want it to be a record year all around. I want it to be a year where people see Lincoln Trail for what it is. I want it to change the whole atmosphere of the school. I want to win games. I want to grow with the team. And
so we're in week four right now of our preseason. What have you seen so far from your teammates? What have you gathered so far from our workouts?
I've been telling you this from the jump. I told you that I really like this team because I've been on teams where there were players where they didn't care or they didn't want to put the work in, and I don't see that in this group. You know, I mean, of course, it might be a little stuff here and there, but I really like this group. And I feel like we can really do something special.
All right, Justin, same question to you. You were here last year. You went through, you know, the ups and downs of a really young team last year where we had pretty much 15 freshmen out there getting playing time and learning together. You know, you're one of the sophomores, one of the leaders. What are your goals this year?
I just want to win. I want to make it to Hutch. I really just want to win. If we win, everybody eats. I really just want to win. That's my only focus.
That's a pretty good answer. So, well, I thank you guys for joining us today and giving us your answers to a bunch of these different questions. And maybe one more thing. What are fans going to see, Justin, this year when they come out and see you play then? What should fans expect?
Hard. Playing hard the whole time, being tough. Not playing soft, just playing hard the whole game, all 40 minutes, giving everything I got.
And Q, what are fans in store for when they come out to see you this year?
Dunks. A whole lot of dunks. Be ready. We're about to turn the gym up this year.
All right, fellas, thank you, and we'll see you guys next week on our next podcast.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.